It's not often a new four-wheel drive comes along, but INEOS is doing just that. They are building a new, rugged, robust four-wheel drive wagon for the true enthusiasts. Think Mercedes-Benz G-Wagon or the Toyota Land Cruiser GX 70 Series wagon, and you start to get the feel of the latest INEOS Grenadier. The original versions that are available now for order are powered by either an inline six-cylinder petrol or turbo diesel engine provided by BMW. INEOS, however, is part of a large global consortium that is heavily into hydrogen technology. In line with that, they have announced plans to build a hydrogen fuel cell electric four-wheel drive. The new model will use an all-new smaller platform than the Grenadier, while retaining its workhorse DNA and off-road capabilities. Launch timings are yet to be confirmed. The second model line will join the Grenadier and the Grenadier pickup in the INEOS automotive product family. INEOS continues to back hydrogen fuel cells as the clean powertrain solution for future versions of the Grenadier. A fuel cell technology demonstrator is due to begin on and off-road testing by the end of 2022. This is a Motoring Minute. I'm Rob Fraser.
Why not head to anyauto.com.au for the latest on cars and motoring? While at anyauto.com.au, check out a review of Hyundai's Monster Palisade all-wheel drive SUV. Subaru's going electric. The Subaru Solterra has arrived in Australia. See what it looks like at AnyAuto. And how's this for a test drive? The Volkswagen Arteon shooting brake. All that, so much more, anyauto.com.au.